Hello and welcome to Serene Reflections, a podcast of Dharma Talks from the Wallawa Buddhist Temple. I am Reverend Clarissa Beatty, a Zen monk and Buddhist priest from the mountains of Northeast Oregon, where we practice contemplative meditation, the Chan of Bodhidharma, the Zen of Dogen, the Serene Reflection Meditation of Reverend Master G.U. Kennett. You are invited to let yourself grow naturally still, to let go of the world for a while. Join us in listening in sound, in listening in stillness, turning within to listen from the heart that seeks the way. To whom do we offer this merit? To where do we offer it? The offering, the donor, and the one who receives these three things are completely immaculate. There is nothing to be desired. Let us, together with all living things, offer this common merit to the highest truth. These words from the offertory in the ceremony of lay ordination point directly to the wide open heart of the offering of merit. What does it mean to offer merit? How do I offer merit? How does a transfer of merit work? In Buddhism, it is understood that when I do my practice of meditation and following the precepts, these actions bring good results for me and all beings. Because I am the one doing the practice, the merit, that is, the benefits of my actions, comes to me, as it were, as the doer. This merit isn't really mine personally. The moment I think it is, I have mistakenly assumed myself to be separate from all existence. Nonetheless, let us say that I receive the merit of my practice. By offering it on to others, so to speak, I am recognizing that we are all one. I can direct this offering. I can send merit from wherever I am at any time simply by thinking of doing it. I can put my hands together in gassho and grow still a moment. I can approach my home altar at any time or perhaps just before doing my meditation. I can also contact the temple and request a transfer of merit. Then the monks can post a notice on the merit board in the Kanzeon shrine in the meditation hall, offer candles and water, and join me in this wishing well for the being to whom I am sending merit. Merit can be offered for a human, an animal, a personal situation, or a story heard secondhand. I can even offer merit for myself. How does it work? Now that, truthfully, is a mystery. It does work because we are all interconnected. This effect is not something which can be measured, but it can be felt. It can be experienced, both by the one offering and the one receiving merit, whether one is aware of it or not. The thing about offering merit is that it is done without expectation of any particular outcome. It is offered. And that is a large part of how it works. The transfer of merit is, essentially, a selfless well-wishing. And what comes of that is immeasurable for all concerned. If there is a situation about which I feel strongly, if my heart goes out to a person or people, offering merit helps. It may or may not serve in place of other possible actions. It may or may not seem to have an observable effect. And offering merit is an action I can take. If I find myself falling into despair, thinking such thoughts as, I can't go on, or this can't be happening, I can offer merit. This is an action I can take. Likewise, if my heart bursts with joy for my abundant prosperity, or for the health or success of myself or my family or friends, I can offer merit as a way to share my joy with others, to express my gratitude with the wish that all may benefit, to amplify the goodness. It is an action I can offer. To whom or to where do we offer merit? The flow of merit itself is endless. How may we help direct this flow? At the temple, each ceremonial offertory expresses the direction of the flow of merit from that ceremony. Every ceremony is offering merit to a particular being, to all beings, to the Buddhas and ancestors, to the truth itself. Many offertories direct merit to all beings, like water is directed through a fountain. For example, at the end of midday service, once we have recited Dogen's rules for meditation, the offertory goes, "We offer the merits of this scripture recitation to all, so that they may be able to realize the truth." How do I do this at home? Just before sitting down to do my meditation, I can approach my home altar, or the altar of my heart, with a wish to offer merit. This is not always necessary, It need not be done at every sitting, and there may be times when it can help. At such times, as I offer incense or water, or before beginning my sitting, I can give voice, silently or aloud, to the wish of my heart that the merit of my practice be transferred somewhere. I may say, for example, may the merit of my meditation and practice today benefit all beings, or aid those who are at war, or bring peace to my mother who is suffering from sciatica, or help my little grandson who starts first grade today. Practicing the transfer of merit is intrinsic to practicing Zen. Our entire practice is comprised of our living, breathing, offering up of the flow of merit which fills the universe. The doing of this real transfer of merit, doing the meditation and following where the precepts lead, is serene reflection meditation. This is the right action and right livelihood of the Buddha's Eightfold Path, whereby all of that which I do is an offering. How may I help all beings? And not to forget, I too am a being, there amongst all the others. May every moment of my life offer this common merit together with all living things. To transfer merit is to make an offering of love, a giving of one's self and one's essence, a widening of the heart to include all existence. Consider, if you find your heart grows cramped or closed toward any particular being or group of beings, consider offering merit specifically to them. See what happens within your own heart. See what happens to you if you continue to offer merit regularly to this being or group of beings who are so hard for you to bear. There may also come a side effect of an opening towards you from that other quarter as well, though it is wise not to expect it or look for it. Merit is transferred without expectation of outcome. It is a pure offering with no strings attached. Love is given freely. And in its giving also comes freedom from suffering. It is deeply personal to transfer merit. How I offer merit will be unique to me. It is the direct asking for help of that which is, and so it will reflect my relationship with that. To freely offer the transfer of my merit, I must, to some degree, let go of my sense of self and become part of something greater. Offering merit is one of the most generous, selfless offerings a human being can give. In this way, offering merit is like bowing. It takes humility. It means taking refuge in something greater than myself, trusting to great wisdom that in the bigger picture, all will be well. To sincerely offer and accept whatever will help, I have to be willing to recognize that what is needed may not be up to me personally. My wish to offer in this way draws me a step or two beyond this human mind, as it says in the scripture of great wisdom, and going on beyond this human mind, he is nirvana. Being human, of course we long for what we see as a good outcome. This is out of kindness, out of benevolent intentions, and it is helpful to wish well in this way. And when offering merit, we do our best to let go of our attachment to outcomes, and when we do, something becomes possible. Reverend Master Mado experiences and expresses it this way. Transfer of merit helps everybody, including me with the ache of what I want, helps me get still enough to offer. Great compassion opens us so that we are a part of the stream, part of the movement that helps the flow of compassion, wakening us to the fullness of potential in whatever is happening. We are part of how help comes. One can trust the intuition that that person came to mind. That prompting is part of how it works. We partake of something when we offer in that way. When we offer merit, we are not the same as before. We are changed. We are helped to an unconditionality, to that level of trust that there's help, that within this very circumstance, the most important thing can take place. It's a very direct turning. I am being helped to see something, with the wish that the person can be helped within the circumstances. To the flow of what is good, to a willingness to say yes. This willingness frees us all from our notions and conditions. Assurance comes that help will come no matter what, in whatever form is needed, and doesn't depend on the particulars of living or dying or whatever. We are finding our way to trust, to be able to hold whatever may come. There is a wonderful ceremony that we do once, twice, or three times a year at the equinoxes and also whenever needed to help a being. It is called The Ceremony for Feeding the Hungry Ghosts. It is a transfer of merit ceremony, intended especially for the benefit of those who have died in difficult circumstances or in distress, or for any aspect of ourselves which has a hard time hearing or accepting what brings spiritual nourishment. This ceremony expresses the recognition that harm or evil is the result merely of ignorance, that ignorance can be converted naturally through the potential for awakening inherent in all things and possible for all, whatever past actions may be. In this ceremony, out of great compassion, an abundance of food of all sorts is offered generously on the altar, offered for those caught in the world of the hungry ghosts, where it is difficult to hear the truth of boundless merit. To that world, boundless merit is offered in whatever form will most help beings to hear the truth of their own Buddha nature, and that shared by all beings and all things. This ceremony and its offertory beautifully express the heart of the transfer of merit. If you would like to know more about how to express your own offering of merit in your life, please know that you are very welcome to contact the monks to discuss this. We will end today with the offertory for the ceremony for feeding the hungry ghosts. The body of the Buddha permeates the universe. It manifests itself in front of all of us. There is no place where it does not so manifest itself. It does so for every relationship and in all need, yet it is still in its own true place. The seas of its merit cannot be counted. We pray that the three treasures may give us their loving kindness. We have decorated these altars and offered many things that exist within the sea, the fields, and the mountains, and opened the gate of the Dharma that is the most excellent in all the world. We have made much ceremonial and recited many scriptures. We pray that the merit thereof may be turned to the good of all animate things in the endless world, and to the spirits that are lacking in wealth in the netherworlds, and to the evil and wicked in heaven. We pray that everything may realize the truth and be released from all bad karma. Make the hidden and apparent free, and complete the right and true wisdom. Homage to all the Buddhas in all worlds. Homage to all the Bodhisattvas in all worlds. Homage to the scripture of great wisdom. thank you for joining us in listening to Serene Reflections from the Heart That Seeks the Way. To learn more about this practice, including more about how to meditate, you are invited to visit our website at walawabuddhisttemple.org. Here, in the Kanzeon Shrine of our meditation hall, we offer the merit of our practice of serene reflection meditation to all beings, including you, wherever you may be.